You this morning, saints. Do you appreciate our musicians? That's real good work that they do to bring the atmosphere of worship in the house of the Lord. We are really thankful to the Lord for that. We want to read a couple of places in the Bible this morning. In the book of Judges, chapter 6, verse number 12. And then we shall go on to the book of Psalms. Judges, chapter 6, verse number 12. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. Amen. The Lord is with thee this morning also here in Dublin. Amen. In the book of Psalms, chapter 119, we would like to read a few verses from verse number 89. Verse number 89. Psalms 119. And it says, Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue this day according to thine ordinances, for all are thy servants. Unless thy law had been my delights, I should then have perished in my afflictions. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine, save me, for I have sought thy precepts. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your grace that's brought us into your house this morning. May you bless the saints, Lord. Father, we are thankful for all that's done, Lord, Father, to bring this to pass. So we are looking forward to you meeting with us this morning, even in Sunday school, Lord, in the song service, in the ministering of the word this morning. Lord, we commit all thine handmaids, Lord, into your hands. Use us, Father, to your glory this morning. Bless the saints that are still on the way. We commit them to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You may be seated, saints. Greetings to all our viewers as well on YouTube. I always forget to say good morning. So we are thankful to the Lord definitely this morning for the things that he has done to give us an opportunity to be in his house again, to do Sunday school again this morning. And also with Brother Maxwell on Thursday, I know what it takes to do those meetings with the Nigerian saints and then the Bible study with the pastor. It's really great what the Lord has been doing for us. And And I appreciated much the Friday prayer meeting with Brother Eli, speaking on the meditations of thine heart. So definitely may the Lord bless you, brethren, on the work that goes on. Not only that, the trustees as well, putting in the new heaters. You know, we are home Saturday enjoying, but the trustees are here working almost all day sometimes for no pay at all. And the musicians are busy practicing on their guitars, you know, and Sister Angel is busy practicing to move the songs, preparing for Sunday school again. So we thank God for all this and the administrations that happen behind the scenes. Some of the ministries are hidden behind. You don't see it. So we want to thank God for every one of you. The Bible says that the Lord is not unrighteous to forget your labor of love. Not only the things that we are talking about, but even among the saints, you know, personal ministrations, you know, a brother visiting a brother and encouraging one another and sending each other a message. The Lord sees all those things, you know. So, you know, we really want to thank the saints that do these things to make this life a little bit easier for one another. Now, we have just read in the Bible, in the book of Psalms there, verse number 89, and it says, forever thy word is settled in heaven, you know. It means there's no discussion about it. The matter is completely settled, you know. His word is settled in heaven forever, you know. And the writer of this psalm, some people claim that this was written by Moses, you know. And he says in verse 90, that thy faithfulness is unto all generations. And that really encourages me to read things like that. To hear somebody coming to a conclusion after the things they have gone through in their life, and then they sit down to write the conclusion of the matter, and they say, thy word is forever settled. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. They would have seen something in their life, and they would have seen that, yes, when I heard about God in the generations of Brother Branham when he was here, in the generations of John Wesley, in the generations of Martin Luther, and you can go back through all these generations, this man here came to the conclusion that thy faithfulness is unto all generations. And I really love that this morning, to think like that, that the very same God who was faithful to Moses, who was faithful to his people in the wilderness, who was faithful to Joshua, who was faithful all these generations, he is also faithful to this generation. Amen. That we are living in right now, you know. So that ought to encourage us, because this man continues and he says, unless thy law had been my delight, I should then have perished in my afflictions. And he goes on to speak about the testimonies of the Lord, that he considers them when he comes to a place where afflictions come upon him, you know. And like Brother Eli was sharing with us on Friday, the meditation of my heart. So this man made it his business to meditate on the testimonies of the Lord. Amen. When afflictions came. And that's a good thing for anybody to do. When troubles come, when the suddenlies of life happen, and they always happen, you know, when everything is going well and you are in the process of doing something and it looks like, well, it's going to really work out. And then suddenly something comes that you didn't expect. And it almost like pulls the whole earth from under your feet. And everything else now goes out of control when those times come. Amen. The man said, unless thy law had been my delight. He delighted in the law of the Lord. He says, I should then have perished in my affliction, you know. But I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. And we ought to learn from these saints too. I know we know all this. It's a small Sunday school lesson. Just reminding one another that when those kind of times come, even in the good times, if we make it our business to delight in the law of the Lord, the Lord is faithful to all generations. The very same thing that happened in other generations, we will also see in our generations. even in this generation that we are living in, the most wicked of all times, even to this generation, God is also faithful. And that's not an easy thing sometimes to think about when you are in a corner. You know, you can look and look at all the circumstances in your life. It can, if you are not careful, if you don't make the word of the Lord a delight to meditate upon, you can begin to think the wrong way because of the afflictions that can come upon people. Remember, it happened with the man Gideon in the book of Judges where we read. They had been under oppression for many years. Amen. 7 years they were under the oppression of the Midianites. And that was not an easy thing. They would grow their crops and then they would harvest them. And just before they bring them into the gunners, the Midianites came. And they would take everything. Amen. They would leave nothing for the children. So that wasn't an easy thing to go through. And through all those circumstances, year number one, year number two, year number three, all the way to the 7th year, under such oppression, Gideon began to doubt whether God was with them. Mm-hmm. You know, he began to think, is God with us at all? And you can see this because when the angel of the Lord came, where we read in Judges 6, verse number 12, the first thing that the angel said is, God is with you. Amen. That was the first thing. So that was what was on Gideon's mind, thinking, is God with us? Amen. How can God be with us when things are going wrong this way that they are going? Amen. And we can fall into a similar trap when we begin to meditate on the symptoms of the situation and, oh my, how life can be made so difficult for you. And they want this document, you bring it. They want another one and this and that. And until you are wary of the thing, you almost are at a point where I don't want it anymore, you know. Maybe my life was better without trying to get this thing. It can be you come to a point where you think, is God with us? If he is with us, like Gideon asked, where be the miracles then? Where are they? You can go through a dry patch in your life where you don't see the hand of God anywhere. And you can think, God, long time ago, shipped out of my life, is forgotten about me. But the word says, God is with you. He is faithful to all generations. Even to our generation, the Lord is with us, the angel said to Gideon. And he looked and he said, if God is with us, and we hear all the things that have happened in these other generations. God opened the Red Sea. He brought Egypt to its knees. He gave them water out of a rock. He fed them manna. He brought down the walls of Jericho. He opened the River Jordan. All these things that God has done. Amen. He was wondering, is it the same God? Because if he is that powerful and he brought nations to their knees for our sake, how come these Midianites are giving us such a hard time? Those dry patches can happen to us, you know, where you don't see God anywhere. When people are testifying, you wonder, is it the same God that I pray to, you know? But the angel came and said to Gideon, God is with you. That was the salutation. And he began to speak to him. So that's the little lesson I want to bring to you this morning, saints, to remind you that God is with us, regardless of the circumstances that may be taking place in your life and for how long they have been and for how so long people have prayed over an issue. God is with us. He is faithful in all generations. And if we take his word and meditate on it and all the testimonies that God has done to all the other generations, we will begin to see. Because when you do that, it says here, I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. They can quicken you too. Faith comes by hearing. And when we begin to hear and take these testimonies of the Lord, of the things that happened in other generations, and put them in our lives in the present day, we can be quickened also. Amen. It can really quicken you from all the troubles that you had through the week. And I thought that with the few minutes that we have this morning, we might do just a little bit of that this morning. Amen. To take a testimony of the Lord and try and look at it so that it can quicken us also, because faith cometh by hearing. So I want to invite you to the book of Daniel, chapter 3. This is a very familiar story, but we just want to lift it up this morning just so it can also quicken us, because it's a testimony of the Lord. When we see what the Lord has done in the past generations, we know that the Lord is faithful to all generations. He is going to do the same in this generation also. And he's done the same many times in the lives of the people. So we are in this story here in Daniel chapter 3, where it came upon Nebuchadnezzar when he had taken captives from Israel, and he had these boys in his kingdom, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. And they had been doing very well. He had a very good report with them. And that can happen to a lot, a brother in this world where we are living in now. That you are here in Dublin here, you've got a good report at work, and my, how they respect you, you've been put in charge of things. You know, these boys were in Babylon. Babylon was a very modern city compared to the rest of the cities in those days. A very modern city, just like here where we are. And they found themselves in this city going about their business. All these boys ever cared about was to worship the Lord. They didn't care for much else, you know. They would do their work because they had to, and then they would go and worship the Lord. But it was just at that time, Nebuchadnezzar thought, let's build a statue, cause everybody to worship this statue. When the music plays, worship it. Did they worship it? No, they didn't really care. They were just going about their business, like you and me. Amen. And then some people took notice of it. Ah, so these people here, I think you can be made the boss of all the drivers at this company. Huh? I'll find an occasion for you. That's what people look at you like that. For no apparent reason. All you are concerned about is to put some food on the table for your children. Amen. If you didn't need to put food on the table, I know you wouldn't even want to go to work. You know, but because you need to, you are doing what is necessary. The rest of the thing that you really want to do is to come here and worship the Lord. That's what they wanted. Now these people notice they are not worshiping. They go and tell this king, we have some people in your kingdom. They are not listening to what you said. The king said, bring them here. And they came, and I love this conversation that went on between the king and Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. So let's pick it up there from verse number 14. Nebuchadnezzar spake in Daniel chapter 3 and said to them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not you serve my gods nor worship the golden image which I have set up. Now if you are ready to do this when the music plays, and you fall down and worship the image which I have made, well. But if you worship not, you shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Brother, if that has never happened to you, wait, it will come. The devil loves to put God's people in a corner, like he done here to Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. He put them in a corner and left them no way out except to compromise on the word of God. And that happens to people many times if you are a real believer. The devil puts you in a corner and leaves you no way out except you have to compromise somewhere on the word of God. But when you come to moments like that and you think back to this testimony that Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, they had no other way out except compromising on the word of God, and they didn't compromise on it, meaning that whatever they were threatened with, they said, you do that to us. We are not going to worship your gods. Let's read there. Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. There's no need for us to even answer you on this question you are giving us. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. Amen. These brothers were standing on the word of God. Amen. Yeah? And they said, in verse number 18, and I love this verse. But if not, if the Lord does not deliver us from this fire you are threatening us with, yeah? Be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Amen. So they are saying, you better carry out your threat because we are not going to compromise on the word of God. And that's all that they had, if you notice. These brothers didn't have a vision that told them that you're going to be tried tonight, you know, and you should say this. And they didn't have that. None of them had dreamed a dream that the Lord is going to deliver us out of this. None of them had a word of prophecy that had been told them that such and such a trial will come and you have to stand for the word of God. They had none of that. The only thing they had is what you and me have today. Amen. All they had was the word of God. Amen. And the word of God that they were standing on was, thou shalt not serve any other God. Amen. You shall have no other God beside Jehovah. That's all they were standing on. And there is a threat. You are going to be put into the fiery furnace unless you worship my gods. They said, we will not compromise God's word. You have to put us in this fire. And many times a believer comes to that. And you are threatened. If you still want this job, you better do such and such. You know, you have to come to work on a Sunday or something like that. If you want this or that, you've got to compromise on this. We don't want you here to be wearing them skirts around here. You know, and you've got to cut your hair and keep it tidy because you are working in the food industry as a sister. And the word of God is all you have. It says you shall not cut your hair. The word of God is all you have. You shall not wear that which pertains to a man. Amen. There's no prophecy that came from the prayer meeting. There's no vision. There's no dream that anybody said. And they threaten you with joblessness. I would do what Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego did. Amen. They said, you give us what you threatened. You said you put us in the fire. That's what we'll take if that's the only way out of this situation. So if they threaten you joblessness, well, I'm going to take that. Amen. I don't know how many would stand with this king, though, and say, put us in the fire. I know what I would do. I'll be praying, Lord, please, Lord, send a band of angels and change the thing around here and deliver me, Lord. You know, but these brothers were not saying any of that, you know. We would pray like that. My, we would have prayer meetings to deliver a brother out of the jaws of the enemy. But they said, no, you throw us in there. And God did a miracle. Amen. They didn't have any promise that God would do a miracle. You see how he was faithful to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's generation. Amen. And the Bible says the same God, he is also faithful to all generations. Even to the end of the world, the Bible says, Jesus said it, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'm sure Brother Joel or John, I'm not sure which one is which, but which one got papers last week, you will testify of that today, brother. Say, God is faithful to all generations. He was faithful to the generation of Brother Joel or Brother John. Which one was? John, Brother John. You know, you will stand here and testify and say, this is a true and just word. God is faithful, and you dwell on this testimony and think of it and meditate on it because God is faithful. He did a miracle. There were so many other instances that you could have compromised. There were people that would have offered you fake papers to buy with money. But because you knew, I can't live with that as a Christian, I will stand on the word of God. God did a miracle for these three boys. And they were taken, brother. They send the choice of the men of war to take them, bind them, and bring them and throw them into the fire. You know, what happened in the fire? They were just walking there praising the Lord, and the Lord came. He was with them in there. But I want you to notice something. God didn't change the fire. The fire was still burning fire. Because these men that took Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego to throw them into the fire, they were burnt with the fire. Amen. they actually died because the fire was still burning. But the brothers were not burnt. The ropes that they used to tie these brothers, they were burnt and they came loose of them. But the fire never touched even the ends of their hair. What happened? A miracle. God changed their bodies. He put their bodies into a certain state that even though the fire was burning, even though it was seven times hot, the fire had no effect on their bodies. And that's what God can do. I know it and I believe it. They can threaten you with joblessness. And if you take that joblessness, you will be jobless. But it won't hurt you. God will provide. We have many people here that can testify of the same thing. That I was blind, but the blindness didn't hurt me. I was homeless, but the homelessness didn't hurt me. Even though I could have compromised and do this, but the homelessness never hurt me. Like the fire never hurt these brothers. You can be threatened with hunger. We will not give you money. We will not do this and that. You have to compromise on this. You stand on the word of God. If it means you have to break God's word, don't do it. And you will see God. Because God is faithful in all generations, even in this generation that we are living in. May the Lord bless you this morning. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for these few moments that we had in your word. We ask, Lord, that you may bless us now, Lord, even when we come to the moments, Lord, where the enemy thinks he has an upper hand upon us, Lord. Help us, Father, to take thy testimonies, Lord, and to think on them, Lord, and to believe on this word, Lord, that you are faithful to all generations, Lord. Help us, Father, to believe and not to doubt. I commit every brother, every sister, Lord. Father, you have done so much for us, even in our little congregation here, that we have no grounds at all to doubt any of your word, Lord. So we pray that you help us this morning to be patient, Lord, and to wait upon thee in any of the things that we are waiting for. We commit the remainder of the service into your hands now. May you bless us, Father, and speak to us as we ask this blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. May God bless you.